got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Those Satan rages, we cannot be defeated, 'cause we've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Good morning. It's time for today's message from the Flora Assembly of God at 730 Seminary Street in Flora. The Flora Assembly of God has Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Sunday morning worship begins at 10:30, including a children's service. And join them for Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. Now, here is today's message from God's Word.
Good morning. Want to share with you today. Sometimes we talk about, you know, we always celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and everything, and sometimes I think we just drop it there and not really go on. And it in Acts, it goes ahead and it talks about how, I'm going to just read it. It says that until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. You know, a lot of times we feel like maybe this was something that I hadn't really ever really realized, but Jesus was still on the earth for 40 days after his resurrection. And so anyway, it goes on and it says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he had, you have heard of me. But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. When therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times of or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the utter parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, which they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And this is kind of interesting. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. You know, the Lord has given us many promises and told us in his word that he you know, was going to die on a cross for us, and then he ascended into heaven. And the thing is, he also gave us the promise that he will be coming back for a bride that's ready. He will be coming back for a chosen people, people that love him and serve him and have asked him to come into their hearts. You know, the neat thing about that, those two men, in my footnotes, it says these two men were actually angels. You know, so many times we don't realize that we may be entertaining angels unaware. Sometimes when we reach out to people or don't reach out to people, you know, I always think about this. The word tells us, as you do it unto the least of these, you do it unto me. And the thing is, it's something to where sometimes we need to ask the Lord and to show us what we need to do and not let our flesh kind of control us. You know, there was a situation this weekend. There was this lady, and she asked for some help, and I went back to give her the help, and she was gone. So I missed, you know, I missed the chance. Sometimes I know there's people out there that take people all the time, but sometimes there's people out there that really need our help, and we need to let the Holy Spirit guide us and direct us on what we should do and what we shouldn't do. He will let us know. He quickens our spirit. He lets us know what's right or what's wrong. He lets us know that you know, when we need to do something. There's been many a times that, you know, the Lord has quickened us and said, you know, I want you to witness to that person. Oh, but Lord, I don't want them to think I'm crazy or I'm kind of embarrassed. And it's something to where we should not be embarrassed. You know, it was kind of neat when Dad would go to the doctor's office a lot of times just for a checkup or something. He would always reach out to people. And I remember this one little lady he reached out to, and he said, "Ma'am, do you know Jesus, or do you go to church?" And she acted like she couldn't hear him. And then he asked her again. And I said, "Dad, she doesn't want to answer you." The thing is, in my sense, I and this is wrong, but I got a little embarrassed. And I thought, Lord, please help me not to ever do that. Please help me to be strong and to be able to do where you can be that light of the world to people that's around about you, that you can love people. Even, you know, there's a lot of times we pick and choose, well, that person maybe doesn't smell too well, or this person doesn't look well. Well, the thing is, it's something you're not doing right when you do that, because God loves every one of us the same. He loves us from the inside out. He loves us. He knows every hair that's on our head. He knows exactly what we have need of before we ask. He loves us in so many ways that we just don't realize. And the thing is, we need to have that same love to reach out to people, to share the gospel with them, to share the love with them. They may not have anybody in their life. You know, there's a lot of lonely people. There's people that have a lot of friends that are even lonely. And people think, well, you've got a lot of friends. Well, sometimes where if I didn't have God, sometimes it's something to where I would be, it'd be easy to get down and depressed and stuff. But the thing is, we have the Lord to help us through the things. We have the Lord to guide us and direct us in every way of our life. And, you know, sometimes we just need to learn how to deal with life with the Lord. And, you know, there's many times that things happen and we don't understand. And it's something to where we just have to say, Lord, help me to be strong. Help me to pick myself back up and to do what you'd have me to do in every area. Help me to love people the way that you'd have me to love them. Help me to show kindness. You know, my dad's favorite things was the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance. And the thing is, you know, there's some others, but the thing is, it's something to where when you have the Lord come into your heart and let him have your complete self, those things will come automatically. But there's also a scripture that tells us that we have to crucify this flesh. In Galatians 2:20, it says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." And the thing is, it's somewhere where we have to learn to get flesh out of the way. And I know I say that maybe a lot, but we are the ones that are in control of our flesh. We are the ones that are in control of what we do and what we don't do. And sometimes it's easier to make your flesh feel better than to listen to the Spirit. It's something to where we've got to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us in every area of our life. I had a friend, well, I still do have the friend, and he knew this lady, and before she would even get up to go out to do anything, she'd say, "Lord, guide my footsteps today. Show me what you want me to do, who you want me to talk to." And you know, the thing is, she was an awesome prayer warrior. And it was something to wear, you know, she died with an inoperable tumor. But the thing is, she still loved God. And we don't understand that why God doesn't take care of those things, but we know that we have the assurance that we will be with Him through that as long as we're taking His hand and holding on. And the thing is, it's something to where God loves us and we should be the light and the love that He would have to dwell within us. Sometimes, is it easy all the time? No, no. But it's something to where we have to learn to do it. So it's something to wear this week when you're out and about. One time I had something that happened to me, and my friend, he went and said, Paula, stop right now and look around you and look at somebody else that might be less fortunate than you. You know, there's a lot of truth in that. We need to learn to reach out to people and not worry about our own flesh and our own things that's in our life that's going wrong, but to rise above, to you know, so to speak, we have a saying at church, to take the high road, to rise above, to do what we know is right. And that's what we need to do. So let's pray. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you, Lord, that our footsteps are ordered by you, as long as we allow our footsteps to go the way you'd have us to go. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are abiding in us as long as we allow you to be in full control. Lord, we love you. We praise you. And Lord, just help us in every area of our life to be more like you each day, to let our light shine to people, to let the love reach out to people and guide them and direct them in every area of their life. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
You've been listening to today's message from the Flora Assembly of God at 730 Seminary Street in Flora. Sunday school is at 9:30 this morning, and Sunday morning worship service, including a children's sermon, begins at 10:30. Join them for Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. Have a blessed day.
Satan rages.
Satan rages.
We cannot be defeated.
We cannot be defeated.
Cause we've got the power.
We've got the power.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
Yes, we've got the power.